Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review. I'm Robert Bounds, and for our musical roundup this week, I'm joined in the studio today by the broadcaster and DJ Nick Luscombe, who's brought some of his favourite tracks from the week under his arm with him today. Nick, welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much.
I've kind of drawn a strange picture for our listeners there of you kind of, I don't know, moving these huge pieces of music through the studio door as if they're unwieldy, unwieldy 12 inches. Maybe they are in real life, but for the purposes of this, they're just through that piece of glass there. No. And we're just going to cue them up and we're going to go for it. Your first choice is Jesse Lanza. People may know this name. One of the what's on a lot of best of the year lists, this album, isn't it? But you've got a bit of a different take on it.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it's one of the best albums of the year. It came out in the spring, I think, wasn't it, earlier this year?
Yeah.
And kind of really reminded me of like 80s Madonna, had a kind of feel.
Yeah.
Which isn't what you expect from Hyperdub, the label that are known for releasing work by Burial and a lot more sort of that kind of, you know, South London sound, dubstep, whatever. Yeah. So really refreshing. This artist, she's from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. But yeah, as you said, there's a new single that's just come out before Christmas with a few remixes, including this great remix by Morgan Geist of I Talk BB.
Okay, that is Jesse Lanza's I Talk Baby remix by Morgan Geist from a new 3-track EP. I think it's out now, Nick. Now, this is an interesting one. I always wanted to ask you this. Do you always know which tracks they're going to remix? When you get familiar with an album, you kind of go, this is the one. I suppose there's obviously something about the singles, which obviously is very, very remixable. But when it's like an album track, it's a little bit of a left field choice. It's extra, I suppose that piques extra interest, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. But I don't, I listen to records and I'm quite often surprised by, the lead singles when you first hear albums. And, But there are some things you hear where you think, I'd love to hear a remix of this, but it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But this track, it works really well. I mean, Morgan Geist, I was expecting a Metro Area production, actually, which is what I would have thought he would have done. But obviously he's moved on a little bit maybe from that. But there's another remix by DVA High Motion, who is also known as Scratch DVA, which is incredible as well. So it's a very kind of science fiction sounding piece of music.
Yeah, and this Morgan Geist remix has got so much space to it. It kind of plays with those vocals, it stretches them out. It's a really beautiful sort of glacial piece of music.
Yes.
A lot of the time, I mean, this is an album, you said it sort of sounds like 80s Madonna. It's got that about it, I suppose, but it does have this element to it anyway, this kind of dubby, spacey kind of element to it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's all halfway between the remix and its actual self, I suppose.
It's a good point. Like, when I said earlier, it's unusual for Hyperdub, but when you think about it, that space, they're kind of known for that, I suppose, and that kind of futuristic rework of sound is part of their signature sound, I think. So,
it's all those big skies in South London. That's what it is.
That's what it is.
Just looking up and seeking inspiration from the heavens.
Indeed.
That is Jesse Lanza. The album is called Oh No, from which I Talk Baby, remixed by Morgan Geist, was chosen by our guest today, Nick Luscombe. We're going to move it on, Nick. Now, this is an interesting one. Peter Gordon and David Van Tagum. I'm familiar with one of those names. Peter Gordon's been a busy boy this year, doing a record with Tim Burgess, lead charlatan. But tell us about your choice here.
Well, this was a track that's never been released before from a 2-track EP on Foom Records that seemed to unearth these incredible recordings from, New York 70s kind of stuff. Yeah. They were together as Love of Life Orchestra and each collaborated with Arthur Russell, back in the day.
Right.
So incredible kind of heritage. And also they were mates with Kathy Acker as well, who's going to be on this track, or is on this track that you're about to hear. They made an album together in 1979, but this is a year earlier, 1978, so it's just getting released now.
Baby, come back, baby.
Okay, it's Peter Gordon and David Van Takem, and that track is called Winter, and the vocals there were from Kathy Acker. That was cut back in 1978. That's a wonderful thing. It seems like an ice cold. It's called Winter, by the way. We should tell our listeners. It seems ice cold and unknowable, yet strangely, amazingly familiar. It seems like it's got its footprint all over almost every record made since 1978 somehow, right?
LCD Sound System.
Yeah, definitely.
Example. Yeah, you know,
It's got some force of the floor going on there somehow.
Absolutely.
And there's definitely David Burns definitely listened to that at some point, and all sorts of post-punk bands must have heard that. There's a bit of Delta 5 in there somehow.
For sure, yeah. I mean, it's funny, it's just been released. You think that would be a record that would have been in lots of people's collections since then, but incredible. And the artwork, for people interested in buying the vinyl, is actually put together by Laurie Anderson as well, so it's kind of
isn't that good, exactly. And you can hear a bit of that. There's a bit of big science in there as well. So tell our listeners, because this is interesting. This came out this was a recording in 1970. It's just come out now, like something that got stuck down the back of music sofa. how did it come across your desk?
Well, it's thanks to Foom Records, who've put out a lot of really interesting things over the last couple of years. Mm. Ben Freeney, who runs it, is just he has access to these people. He's mates with a lot of them, and the label's incredible. It just keeps putting out these great things. So I'm, I'm lucky enough to get these things quite up front. And they've got some really interesting things coming out next year as well.
Some of our listeners might be familiar with Light in the Attic recordings, which I suppose is sort of like the most well-known of the crate diggers, the kind of classy end of crate digging. Yeah. Not that there is a seedy end of it, I should remind people. Maybe there is, I don't know. but are Foom Records in that similar sort of food group, or what's their bag?
They're pretty small, so they're very new. Ben runs the label and spends a lot of his time on it, which a lot of great labels are done, as a kind of labor of love. But they're definitely getting more and more recognition. They're getting more and more airplay. But I advise anyone who liked that track to go and check their back catalog, because there's not a lot of it, but what there is, it's really, really good.
And that has got that air of a track that you could play in a club and everyone will kind of go, hang on, I know this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There is so much strange familiarity to it.
That's true.
It's a sort of, it's a stone cold classic without anyone even knowing.
Yeah, exactly.
As introduced to you by Nick Luscombe. okay, Nick, we're going to end up with someone else I haven't heard of, Jack Ellister. But I love this, having turned this over a few times on iTunes. I've absolutely adored this. Tell us a little about Jack Ellister.
Yeah, so he was born in Poland, and I think he spent some time in Germany, and now he's living in the UK. Mm. Singer-songwriter, made an album last year, which is very kind of psych rock.
Knew the reason I liked it.
It's definitely got a lovely, authentic, is it?
It does have that ring about it somehow, doesn't it?
Definitely, and the title of the album was, I'm going to read it because I wrote it down, because I know why I'd remember this, but the album was called Tune Up Your Ministers and Start Transmission from Pool Hose to Class O Hypergiants. It's a good name for an album,
isn't it? That's a really good name for an album. And I don't know whether that means we are fully back in the era of the LP, because that would fit down the side of a sleeve. It wouldn't fit down the side of a CD. Certainly would fit down the side of a tape.
True.
And on the internet, no one can hear you scream. So I suppose that's sort of all of these imposters just the same. And the track you've chosen, tell us a bit about this. What's it called? And is this Jack Ellister in a microcosm, this track?
I think so, but it's just got such a brilliant, very poppy feel to it. I listened to it 5 times in a row. Yeah. It's just one of those records where you just go, oh yeah, this is brilliant, isn't it? It's part of an EP on Static Caravan Records with 4 tracks on a 7-inch single. Limited 7-inch, and it's just the one that stood out to me. It's called Reminder.
Okay, that is new from Jack Ellister. It's called Reminder, and it is from a 7-inch 4-track single called Static Fruit. Is that right?
Yeah, on Static Caravan
yeah. Records. That's okay, right. That's what a very catatonic outfit they're proving to be. Can you tell us the name of the LP again, Nick? Because I think our listeners the need to be able LP. To write this down.
Here we go. All right. Tune Up Your Ministers and Start Transmission from Paul Hulls to Class O Hypergiants.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
It's very cool.
Who knows? It sounds like they've been doing the Bob Dylan, David Bowie kind of just cutting up some bits of newspaper and rumbling about them, putting them in a hat and picking out random words.
That's
I like
how they
that.
Did it.
That's
fine. That's how the four wrote all the lyrics, isn't it? The same.
Yeah, line, right. Yeah, you know? Exactly. There is method in their ransom note like lyrics. <Yeah. laughs> Okay, so that was wonderful stuff. Jack Ellister with Reminder from that. I'm not going to get Nick to read it out again. That wonderful single called Static Fruit, which comes from an even less improbably titled LP. Then we talked about Peter Gordon and David Van Teyen, and that is Winter featuring Kathy Acker. That's a two track thing, Nick, right?
That's it.
And that's on Foom Records, FOOM. And we kicked off with Jessie Lanza. She has been remixed by Morgan Geis. That's the track that Nick Luscombe chose, and that was called I Talk Baby. If you're interested in listening to the LP from which it is culled, that is called Out Now. It's called Oh Now, Oh No, and it is out now. What a very spooneristic exercise this is proving to be today. My thanks, as ever, to Nick Luscombe. Nick, I always love your tracks when you come in here. Thank you so much. So thank you to Nick, and you've been listening to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bounds. The show was, of course, produced by Holly Fisher. Join us again at the same time tomorrow for our TV talk with Alice Vincent. But for the time being, I've been Robert Bounds, and thanks for tuning in.